With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is a Florida business owner, but also the co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership. He's the author of The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter, an excellent book on raising young girls. But he also has a lot of parenting tips. He has a lot of experience with children and between his leadership program and his own family. And so every week he comes on and gives us a certain bit of advice for all parents to kind of help them connect more with their children. Alan, how are you doing today?
Excellent, Father. Nice to hear from you. I wanted to comment on what you were just talking about, if I have like 2 seconds to do that. And 2 seconds is up, so I'm still going to do that, if that's okay. Yeah, what you're talking about is, you know, not for your own fame or the fame of the station, but for his name's sake. I think that's such a powerful message, you know, and even if you own a business in the area of Cincinnati there and you want to advertise on the radio, you're still promoting God's work, you know. And so if you do all your work, and I tell my employees, you know, do all your work as if you're doing it for God. And so you meet other godly people, and doing business with other Christian business owners, everybody can kind of be on the same page as a cornerstone. So it's a great idea, you know, to patronize the radio station and look for opportunities to advertise and support that station.
I like the little thing you gave, not for fame, but for his name. That's I always like little lines like that. And that, I'm sure we'll have to get Bill Levitt, our station manager, to work that into some of our work, because we'll send you a quarter. How about that? Every time we use it, we'll send you a quarter.
That's fine.
Well, listen, what do you got for our parents today?
Well, today I thought we'd talk about like the sense of entitlement that some kids have and the parents' attitude that goes along with that, which is, and it's not necessarily a negative thing from the parent side. Everybody wants their kids to be happy. But what we do is we save our kids from failing because we want them to be happy right now. The instant gratification, the instant happiness leads to that sense of entitlement. And so I thought you and I would talk about a little bit today is, what's the difference between parents, you know, giving in and saying, well, whatever makes my kid happy is fine with me? Is that really a true statement? And I think it's a dangerous statement to make, because it's not whatever makes you happy. It's whatever makes you happy for his name's sake. And that kind of brings us full circle with what we were talking about when we first started, is it's got to be for the glory of God, the things that are making you eternally joyful, not instantly happy.
And oftentimes children don't think beyond their own nose. I mean, that's just part of growing up as a child, of losing yourself as the center of the universe, and begin to realize that happens at others. And because what will make you happy right now may damage the happiness you want to have later.
Right. And, you know, a lot of the parents and teens that I work with, and not official counseling sessions, but, you know, on the retreats, when we have our retreats and we have our breakout sessions, one of the things the parents always say is, you know, I want my child to be happy. I don't want to see them struggle. And that's understandable. Nobody wants to see their kids struggle. However, I think it's a good thing for your kids, you know, to be on an exercise program, for example. Let's just take that route, right? They're going to struggle by sweating. They're going to be struggling by, you know, running a certain distance. They're going to be struggling by, you know, eating the right foods. You might want a candy bar for breakfast, but that's not the right thing to do. And so, you know, with our society, the way that it's kind of panned out lately is everybody's afraid to say right and wrong because it's too judgmental. Well, at some point, there is a right and there is a wrong, and the candy bar for breakfast falls into the wrong category. So you have to kind of put your foot down at times, with a sense of understanding for your kids to have. Now, and I always get parents say, well, do you mean I have to make sure they understand before I don't give them a candy bar for breakfast? And that's not in any means what I'm saying, by any means what I'm saying. I'm saying you attempt to make your kids understand by eating healthy, it's going to give them a healthier life and a longer life, right? But they don't have to agree with you. So there's a difference. Understanding and agreeing are completely two different things.
Well, and I would say, you know, a lesson I learned growing up is simply a phrase that both of my parents told us who were their children, is life's not fair. You just need to get used to that.
Right. You know, and those are hard lessons. I mean, it's a different time. It was a different time, you know. And I said that to my kids at times. It's been, you know, well, listen, I mean, well, Dad, that's not fair. Well, let's take a look at what fair actually is. You have a place to live. You know, you get 3 meals a day, and you know, my youngest daughter said to me one time, she goes, "Well, so do prisoners." And I said, "Well, that's very true." I said, "That's very true." But if you want to think about it like that, I said, "We can think about it like that." But I love you more than I would, you know, care for a prisoner. I care for you more. She's like, "I understand." It was about going to a concert, you know, with her friends, and it was, you know, several hours away, and they were going to have to stay somewhere overnight. And I said, you know, she was 16 or 15 at the time, and I said, "I just don't feel comfortable with that. I don't think that's a good choice to make." You know, and so we got into the discussion of, well, I really want to go, and me saying, "I really don't want you to go, and so I'm going to win out on that one, but I want you to understand why it's a bad idea. You know, a place that you don't know, you know, you've got human trafficking, you've all these other things." So we had this long discussion about that. Ultimately, you know, she understood. She still wanted to go to the concert, didn't go, but still understood why I was, you know, making the decision I was making. I think that's important for parents to be able to make those difficult decisions for the sake of their children and worry about eternal joy rather than instantly making them happy right now.
Well, you know, Alan, if people don't understand today, love has to be tough.
Right. Absolutely. You know, when Pope Francis did the Year of Mercy, I think that was 2018. Was it 2018?
I think it was 17, but it was in that same period, yeah.
In that same time period. I remember I had an employee at the time where I had to fire him. And he always knew, I was always saying, you know, this is the Year of Mercy. And I talk about God, even if my employees aren't all on board. And I'm not throwing it in their face, but I'm never afraid to talk about God, because that makes up who I am. But I remember, like, as I was letting him go, and I wasn't yelling at him, I just said, you know, this just isn't working out. This isn't the place for you. I think you'll grow somewhere else, you know, and be able to be more fruitful somewhere else. And this is just not working out in your wheelhouse, and you don't seem to want to be doing this. He said, "Well, I thought this was the Year of Mercy for you." And I said, "Well, it is." I said, "The most merciful thing I can do for you right now is to get you on another direction, because this is making you miserable." And so that we have to take that same approach with our children is, look, this is a hard decision to make, but in the long run, and we're looking for eternity here, not, you know, Tuesday happiness, we're looking for eternal happiness. Those are the things that we have to do as parents.
Well, and it's not just the long run of heaven, which is, again, our ultimate goal, but it's the long run of them being an adult, the long run of them someday raising children. And the lessons they learn now are the lessons they're going to carry on, because what will happen is they'll say, "Oh, I'll never do that. I'll never be like my dad." And then 20 years later, they're using you verbatim.
Right. Yeah, it starts, you know, when the kids are really young. But it doesn't mean that you can't start it when they're older. It's just a matter of, you know, sitting down and having those more mature conversations with older teens, and, you know, even young adults. Sometimes it seems as though young adults need to have that kick in the pants a little bit to kind of get them going in the right direction.
We're speaking here with Alan Miliarato with his Adventure Catholic parenting tip for the week. And how can you tell your girls are happy? Can you see that in how they live their life, that you can say they're happy?
Well, I think you can make visual observations, but I think that those are a dangerous thing to make. You know, if just by watching somebody can put on a pretty good mask of happiness because they're not understanding how to deal with the, you know, their sadness that they're feeling. And so what you have to watch for as parents is your kids filling their empty buckets daily. In other words, you don't want them to say, "Well, today I'm going to join the softball team and that makes me happy, and I don't feel like going to practice the next day and that makes me happy." So it's not those kind of happiness. If that's what's making your kids happy, and you say, "Well, everything that they do seems to make them happy," it's almost like step back and you have to see, you can't see the forest for the trees kind of deal. You take a step back and you say, "Well, what is it really making them happy? Or are they trying to pacify, or, you know, put a bandage on a wound right now?" You know, to make themselves happy for the moment.
Yeah, because so that happiness, all of a sudden we're happy, but now that something more is asked we didn't know about, well, now I'm not happy anymore and I want to drop that. I said, and that's there we lose the whole lesson, because any kind of growth, any kind of things we do, there's going to be the good and the bad mixed into it, and you can't get better without practicing.
You know, for sure. And it's one of those things that are hard to see as a parent. You know, it's like, well, I know that this is not going to make you happy right this second, but this is something that I think is going to be good for you.
Well, Alan, thanks for being with us today and sharing this, because this is a very important thing. Parents think they give their kids the sun, the moon, and the stars, and then they wonder why after that they fail. And I think you give a lot of good advice to help people try to avoid that pitfall. Listen, if people want to find out more about Adventure Catholic Leadership Training, where can they go?
AdventureCatholic.com is the best place to find out more information. You can hear all of our interviews, and you can see all kinds of cool videos and interviews that I've done with you and parenting tips of the week. All of the parenting tips of the week are on AdventureCatholic.com.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
You too, Father. God bless.